High school basketball poll out late yesterday afternoon shows Iowa City West still number one in Class 4A. In 3A, Waverly Shell Rock remains on top with Carroll up a notch at number 9, and Atlantic jumps back into the list this week. They are back in at number 10 with a 10-2 mark. In Class 2A, West Marshall is number 1, Kemper Catholic is in at number 10, and in 1A, Danville and Storm Lake St. Mary's are tied for the top spot with Trainer at number 5 in this week's poll. Well, Syracuse head coach Jim Boeheim has tied Adolph Rupp for the fourth most victories in Division I men's basketball. Deion Waiters had 16 points as the top-ranked Orange gave Boeheim his 876th victory, beating Pittsburgh 71-63. That's a 20-0 mark now for Syracuse, the best 20-game start in school history. Syracuse and Murray State are now the only undefeated teams in Division I after third-ranked Baylor absorbed a 92-74 beating against number 10 Kansas. Tyshawn Taylor matched a career high with 28 points, and Thomas Robinson added 27 points and 14 rebounds. Perry Jones III had 18 points for Baylor, which entered the game 17-0 before losing at Allen Fieldhouse for the 10th consecutive time. Fifth-ranked Missouri was a 70-51 winner over Texas A&M, the Tigers' first victory over the Aggies in 9 tries. And number 21 Marquette stormed back from an 18-2 deficit to beat 23rd-rated Louisville 74-63. The Associated Press still lists Syracuse as the number one team in men's college basketball, the Orange claiming 60 of 65 first-place votes, while second-ranked Kentucky received 4 votes and number 3 Baylor picked up 1. Duke is 4th, followed by Missouri, Ohio State, Kansas, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Georgetown. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are looking for their third Big Ten road victory in 4 tries when they take on Purdue this evening in Mackey Arena. The Hawkeyes have won at Wisconsin and Minnesota. Tonight's game will be their first return game with a conference opponent this season. Purdue won 79-76 in Iowa City in the Big Ten opener on December 28th, with Robbie Hummel leading the way with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Purdue swept the season series with Iowa 3 times in the last 4 years. The Boilermakers have lost 2 of their last 3 games, the latest a 67-62 setback to Wisconsin at home. Iowa has defended the 3-point line well in its 3 Big Ten victories, holding opponents to 15 of 82 from long range in those games. That's just 18.3%. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. Pre-game action gets underway at 6 o'clock, the tip time set for 7 o'clock. And you can listen to that, Iowa at Purdue, live tonight here on KJAN. Well, Doug McDermott is making a name for himself at number 19 Creighton. Before he showed up in Omaha last year, McDermott was the wingman for superstar Harrison Barnes at Ames High School. McDermott is receiving mention as a candidate for National Player of the Year while leading the 16-2 Blue Jays to his share of the Missouri Valley Conference lead. McDermott's 24.3-point-a-game average is second nationally to Damian Lillard's 25.5 for Weber State. No sophomore in the nation has scored more points so early in his career. Barnes is the leading scorer for number 8 North Carolina. He said he texts McDermott, and he does watch his highlights on TV. Athletic director Bruce Rasmussen says McDermott already is among the school's most popular players of all time. Well, the Pistons had an interesting flight to Houston Monday. Their plane landed safely at Houston's Hobby Airport after having a hydraulic problem. Pistons spokesman Kevin Gregg told the Associated Press that everything is fine and the team is ready to play Tuesday night. Gregg added that all procedures were precautionary. On the court yesterday in the NBA was Memphis over Chicago 102-86, Orlando beat New York 102-93, Cleveland topping Charlotte 102-94, Houston a winner over Washington 114-106, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 94-82, Portland over New Orleans 84-77, the LA Clippers topping New Jersey 101-91, Atlanta beat Toronto 93-84, it was Oklahoma City 97-88 over Boston, Minnesota beat Sacramento 99-86, and the LA Lakers got by Dallas 73-70. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Nashville beating the New York Islanders by a final of 3-1, Phoenix 6-1 over Colorado, Boston needed a shootout to win over Florida 3-2, Detroit 5-0 over Buffalo, Winnipeg beat Ottawa 2-0, and St. Louis shut out Dallas by a final of 1-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Iowa football player A.J. Derby is leaving the program after a season in which Coach Kirk Ferentz moved him to defense from quarterback. The school said Monday that Derby, an Iowa City native, has been granted a release from his scholarship and will transfer elsewhere. Derby thanked his coaches, but he said unfortunately he didn't feel it's the best fit for him personally to reach his goals as a student athlete. He wants to be a quarterback. He initially won the backup quarterback job last fall as a redshirt freshman, completing 3 of 6 passes for 30 yards, but he was suspended for 2 games in October after he was arrested on charges of public intoxication and criminal mischief. When Derby returned to action, Ferentz had him practicing at linebacker and playing in games on kickoff coverage. Well, the Denver Broncos say Tim Tebow will top the quarterback depth chart when they enter training camp this summer. Hall of Fame quarterback and Broncos chief of football operations John Elway has pledged to work with Tebow this offseason to polish his passing game. Tebow took over a 1-4 team in October and guided the Broncos to their first playoff berth since 2005 before beating Pittsburgh in the AFC wild card round. In baseball news, no St. Louis Cardinals player can be happier to have Carlos Beltran on their side than pitcher Kyle Loesch. The new right fielder is a .564 career hitter against Loesch, with 4 home runs, 6 doubles, and 12 knocked in. Add in 11 walks and the switch-hitting Beltran has a stunning .647 on-base percentage. Loesch, a 14-game winner last year, joked at the team's winter warm-up that Beltran was the greatest player in history. The 34-year-old Beltran got a 2-year, $26 million free agent deal after a strong comeback season with the Mets and the Giants, rebounding from 2 injury-plagued years. The Beltran pickup helps the World Series champions move on from the loss of Albert Pujols. The title team, minus Pujols, will be honored at the White House today. In other baseball news, reliever Joel Zumaya has found a new team. The Minnesota Twins worked out a 1-year deal with the right-hander, who hasn't pitched an entire season since 2006 because of a series of arm problems. Zumaya's latest injury is a broken elbow suffered in June of 2010. He hasn't faced major league hitters since then. The Detroit Tigers have reached 1-year deals with right-hander Rick Porcello and lefty Phil Koch, avoiding arbitration with both pitchers. Porcello was 14-9 with a .475 ERA and a career-high 182 innings for the Bengals last season, while Koch was 3-9 with a .447 ERA and 48 appearances. A person familiar with the deal tells the AP that the Philadelphia Phillies and free agent pitcher Joel Piñeiro have agreed to a minor league contract. Piñeiro spent the last 2 years with the Angels, going 17-14. Colorado's traded outfielder Seth Smith to the Oakland Athletics for right-hander Guillermo Moscoso and left-hander Josh Outman. That deal was announced after Smith and the Rockies avoided arbitration by agreeing to a 1-year contract worth over $2.4 million. Pittsburgh has agreed to 1-year contracts with All-Star closer Joel Hanrahan and starter Charlie Morton. Hanrahan's contract is worth $4.1 million, while Morton will make over $2.4 million in the coming season. San Francisco avoided arbitration with outfielder Angel Pagan, who has accepted a 1-year, $4.85 million contract. Pagan hit .262 with 7 homers and 56 RBIs for the Mets last season. A person with knowledge of the negotiation says the Boston Red Sox and right-hander Vicente Padilla have agreed to a minor league contract that gives him a chance to become the team's 5th starter. Padilla pitched only 8 2/3 innings for the Dodgers last year before undergoing surgery for a bulging disc in his neck. And L.A. Angels third baseman Alberto Callaspo has avoided salary arbitration, agreeing to a $3.15 million 1-year contract. Callaspo hit .288 with 6 homers and 46 knocked in last season with the Angels. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.